This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The nation is still trying to come to grips with the video showing five Memphis police officers pummeling Tyree Nichols after a traffic stop, an attack that led to his death. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting.
Civil rights leader Reverend Al Sharpton devoted his National Action Network broadcast to the fatal police beating that left Tyree Nichols dead and five officers fired and arrested.
You don't beat a man to death,
right.
An unarmed man that you know was no threat to you. There's no excuse.
He says he's disappointed all the officers are black.
We marched to get blacks and browns in the police department.
And Sharpton calls on Congress to approve the George Floyd bill, created but not passed. There have been no police nor community officials who have publicly tried to defend the officers' actions heard on their body cameras. Even their chief, C.J. Davis, says there's no explanation.
That level of aggression just makes you wonder, what in the world happened?
I'm Jackie Quinn.
An expanding U.S. military helpline aimed at providing repair advice to Ukrainian forces in the heat of battle has turned to virtual chat rooms.
Using phones and tablets to communicate in encrypted chat lines, a rapidly growing group of U.S. and allied troops and contractors are providing real-time maintenance advice to Ukrainian troops on the battlefield. As allies send more and increasingly complex high-tech weapons to Ukraine, demands for these services are spiking, particularly as no U.S. or other NATO nations will send troops into the country to provide hands-on assistance amid worries about being drawn into direct conflict with Russia. Fixing a howitzer, repair teams say, has been a frequent request from Ukrainian troops on the front lines.
That is AP's Sarah Nava reporting. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. United Nations Rights Chief Volker Turk says that Myanmar has plunged ever deeper into crises since the military launched a coup against the country's democratically elected government nearly 2 years ago on February 1st. Turk spokesman Jeremy Lawrence says the country has undergone a wholesale regression in human rights. VOA's Lisa Schlein tells us more.
At least 2,890 people reportedly have died at the hands of the military. However, the UN Human Rights Office believes that number to be grossly underestimated. It reports military action against the civilian population has displaced 1.2 million people, while violence and persecution have forced some 70,000 others to flee the country. Turk says there is no easy way out of the catastrophic situation. In a statement released Friday, he said Myanmar's generals have treated the Association of Southeast Asian Nations 5-point consensus to seek a peaceful solution in Myanmar with disdain. Lawrence says the High Commissioner has identified other measures as crucial for resolving the crisis. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Saturday or announced that a series of punitive steps will occur against the Palestinians, including plans to beef up Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank in response to a pair of shooting attacks that killed seven Israelis and wounded five others. Those announcements cast a cloud over a visit next week by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Children from Brazil's indigenous Yanomami people were airlifted to hospitals in northern Brazil on Saturday, suffering from malnutrition and acute diseases after the Brazilian government declared a medical emergency there last week. VOA's Marissa Melton.
Officials have called the crisis a genocide, blaming the administration of former President Jair Bolsonaro for the neglect. The Yanomami Reservation has been invaded by illegal gold miners for decades, but incursions multiplied after Bolsonaro won office in 2018, promising to allow mining on previously protected lands. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Iran's defense ministry says one of its factories was attacked by drones in the central city of Isfahan. A statement carried by the state-run news agency says the attack occurred late Saturday. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.